All right, it's 2:17. Totally wish we could listen to this entire song, but we just don't have time because right now, with a big night in front of us, the Sons of Anarchy real finale on FX, and hopefully you're totally up to speed and ready to roll. We are joined by Theo Rossi, if Tom's not still talking to him. He plays Juice on the big show Sons of Anarchy. Turn on his mic.
Hold Theo, and we'll get you on with the guys right here, okay? Great, hold it.
All right, now I think we're ready to go. Tom's done with him. Here's Theo Rossi. Theo!
Yes.
What's up, man?
What is happening? What is happening in Dallas?
Dude,
I want
to
know.
You know, there's a lot of things happening, but the anticipation level for the finale of the season of Sons is very high here. Everyone's quite excited. And
Jason Garrett anticipating the Suns game, or is he worried about you guys? What's going on over there?
I would imagine Jason Garrett is probably going not to be watching tonight. I don't want to mislead you into thinking he will be locked into Suns. But who cares about him right now, right? Let's just talk about how this thing is going. You have had a very eventful season. I don't know, just as an actor who gets thrown right into the mix of everything and has a wild ride through the season, how this has to be really cool for you, huh?
My God. I mean, Kurt really, you know, outdid himself this year. I'm as excited for the finale as you guys are. You know, I mean, it is... This season has just been so heart racing. Like every episode, every minute is like you're just nervous at all times for everything. And I think Kurt just hit a stride this year that is so crazy. And I was just really happy to have a really nice arc storyline in the middle of it that people just really seem to respond to. So it's kind of cool.
It's especially cool when we're all pretty sure. Well, you know what? I've been scolded for believing that you left us several episodes ago because many people say, Bob, you weren't watching carefully enough. You didn't listen real carefully when the credits rolled. So you know, without spoiling,
what happened when the credits
rolled? When Juice appeared to decide that he no longer had any use for this cold, hard world of ours, and strung himself up on a tree. And then tipped and appeared to hang himself. I am told that if you listen extra carefully...
Or chained myself.
Chained yourself.
Right, not strung, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I beg your pardon. And but we, if you listen carefully, you can clearly hear a branch break, which means all of the mourning I did that night, and I woke up my family and said, we need to think a good thought for Juice, who has left us. That was all for naught. And
Bob, are you really smart? Maybe you thought it was my neck.
Well, yeah, right? There were so many possibilities there. You know, we always talk to guys formerly from The Shield and from your show, and we always feel like those two shows are related for many obvious reasons. We always get a kick out of you guys reading the script to see if you live to see another episode. Was that the case here?
You just referenced my favorite show. I mean, that literally is my favorite show, and I've had I love The Shield. I've had the honor to work with almost now every single person except for Chiklis, and just what a tremendous show, tremendous actors, and you know, I love that we get compared to that because I absolutely love that show.
Were you worried about your future? I mean, were you worried about whether your character was going to make it, or did you have an idea all along?
When you get that script with hanging at the end, do you know if you're dead or not?
Well, you know, what Kurt is so amazing about is that before the season, he sits down with each actor and he kind of gives you the broad strokes of where he's looking to go with everything. And it was funny because with me, you know, he had to, you know, basically say, okay, this is going to happen, but, you know, this isn't going to happen in this. You know, he had to almost prepare me for what I was going to see. But the thing with our show is you just never know. You know, you never know. It's loosely based on Hamlet. You know, as in Hamlet, everyone dies. We have a large ensemble cast. We saw this year a couple of people who are no longer with us. It's going to start happening. We're on season 4. You know, we're going to start losing people. And, you know, at that moment with that scene, I did, at the end, it said in bold italic print on the script, we hear the branch break. So I was, I exhaled very nicely at the end of page 52 or whatever it was on the script, because I, yeah, of course, what was leading up to it, poof.
Yeah, because you got to remember, they killed Lemonhead.
Yeah.
They'll kill anyone.
They drop a grenade right on his lap, right?
KJ, yeah. You know, Piney, KJ. I took out Miles because I had to. You know, people, that this is the world. This is the show. And I think that's what makes it so interesting.
All right. This is Theo Rossi with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Tonight's the finale of season 4 of Sons. If you never tried it out, we give it a strong recommendation. Now, all right, so we get this question asked. I think I feel pretty comfortable knowing the answer, but let's play radio here and act like I don't know. The head tattoo, is it real?
Okay. Absolutely not. And the reason being is I happen to need to work when I'm not doing Sons. So it is not. And then also, you know, I just think my mom would be so disappointed. I do have other tattoos. I do not have ones on my head. I do makeup for an hour and a half every day. You know, they shave my head every day. They put them on. Our makeup department's incredible. And yeah, there's a story behind those tattoos. It's a really big part of the character. When I had hair for that first episode, people just lost their mind. They don't like me with hair. And, you know, I was actually funny. I was in a Dallas airport Sunday night. I had a layover in Dallas. And someone said to me, which happens to me a lot, they said, "Juice, you're Juice, right?" Now I have hair now. And I said, "Yeah, hey, how are you? How you doing?" And this woman said, which is so strange to take, she said, "You look so much better with a mohawk." And I was like, "Oh,
thanks.
Okay, well, that's not me normally, but thank you." I don't know how to respond to that, so I just say thanks.
All right, so true or false, because we get reports, you know. On occasion, you might leave the ink on and kind of head out into the Los Angeles night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I leave it on. It's so much easier. If I don't have to do makeup the next day, it's on at all times.
Oh, okay. It's not a vehicle to meet chicks or anything.
No. If anything, I don't realize I have it. If anything, it scares the pants off people half the time if they don't know the show. I never realized that people don't even want to look at me in the eye. And then I'm like, oh, right. I have. Right. You know, if they don't know the show, people get very, you know, weird around me. Very strange.
But if they do, then you're a hero.
Exactly. If they know it. Well, that's my big joke. What I do a lot is people will come up to me, whether it be in Target or on the street or somewhere, and they'll be like, "Juice, you're Juice." And I'll go, "No, what are you talking about?" And they're like, you're Juice. They go, "Are you talking about some motorcycle show?" "No, I don't know. I hear that all the time." And I'll have the tattoos on my head, the Reaper on my arm, everything, and it throws them off so bad. And then 2 seconds later, I'll go back and go, "Of course I am. Who else would dress like this? Come on." You know, and it just freaks them out. I love it.
But you just don't. You're not hopping out of a minivan. I don't pretend that you drive a motorcycle all the time. I have no idea what you drive, but...
I do drive a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. Well, good. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So it is even stranger for them. And what's really strange for the fans is we all hang out all the time together. So when we're together, especially if we pull up to eat somewhere and we're on motorcycles, they kind of, it's weird to them. They don't understand what's going on. They're like, what's happening here? You know, when they see me, Jax, you know, me, Charlie, Opie, you know, Ryan, and Kim, who plays Sig, like getting off motorcycles and like going to eat somewhere. It's very strange to people.
So you're hanging out with all the Brits.
We hang out a lot. Yeah, I've been traveling all around the country with actually Kim Coates. I should be in Texas soon, actually, doing part of this Cycle Fest thing. And, Chief Hunter lives right up the block from me. You know, I'm with these guys as much as possible. I'll be with Ron Clay tomorrow night. You know, I'll be at Kurt's next week. You know, we're a pretty tight unit, and I think that's kind of what makes the show work.
See,
we actually like each other.
Okay. Well, and you know what? We got to visit your set once.
Yeah,
and there is a lot of downtime. So I imagine if you hate the guys you're sitting around with for hours on end each day, that would be pretty bad.
It probably would be pretty bad. It probably would be. Thank God we don't have that. I've been on sets where that is an issue.
In fact, okay, well, how was the... I remember when we were there, you were like, yeah, do you guys remember me from Lost? And I can't say that that jumps out the page like...
No, I don't think it would.
Like the Man in Black did. Yeah.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, the Man in Black, Titus.
Yeah.
Lost was, Titus was... what a big role he wound up having on that. In the bunch of television shows I've done, the ensemble thing is a very tricky thing because, you know, you kind of are around each other all the time, you know, 14 to 17 hours a day for 5-6 months a year. And I think the genius of what Kurt did is he put together a bunch of character actors who... You know, nobody has that, like, lead actor mentality. It's just a bunch of guys and girls who do, like, gritty work, and you know all their faces. You might not necessarily know their names. You do now. And just a bunch of people who really love to act and love to hang out and, you know, love to have fun. And it's never changed from day one in 2008 when we started this kind of journey.
What about the fan base, like... When we got into sports radio, we thought we were going to get lots of chicks, and then it turns out we meet a lot of 30-something guys.
A lot of sweaty dudes, yeah.
Right. And I imagine you said you're going on this cycle fest. Like, I imagine now all of a sudden you have to be huge at these motorcycle events, but...
Crazy.
But I don't know how many mid-20s hot chicks are at these things. It's probably a lot of dudes on their bikes.
You know, I got to tell you, we actually have I believe we have the largest female audience on cable. We actually have tons of females who love the show, probably because, you know, Charlie's ass is all over it. The girls love seeing Jack naked. You know,
he's very dreamy.
But no, at these events, yeah, it's pretty insane. It's pretty crazy. You know, our fan base is the most knowledgeable, loyal, amazing group of people I've ever met. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere. And they are just, you know, super obsessed with the show and they know everything. And that's what I love about them.
Do they credit you for, like, we've talked to guys who were on The Wire and then they'd meet actual, you know, guys from the corner in Baltimore who said, yeah, you guys are nailing it. Do they credit you or do they pick you apart and say, dude, this isn't how it works?
No. I mean, listen, the MC community, the motorcycle club community, which you know, we're super tight with, they all absolutely love the show because, like Curtis said, it's like their own little soap opera. You know what I mean? And they know it's a heightened sense of reality, which of course it is because it's a television show. We just rode around on motorcycles for 43 minutes. It wouldn't be that interesting to people. So they know it's, you know, this larger reality that we created. But, man, they love it because it's theirs. You know, so we get, you know, it's funny. I had people coming up to me in, I was in Dayton, Ohio this weekend with Tig. And I had people coming up to me going, hey, Theo, you know, snitches get stitches. And I was like, I know, but what do you... I'm not juiced. I didn't rat on anybody. You know, so people are just very like, you know, it's great. It's great. They're crazy. I love everybody.
All right, Theo Rossi with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. So tonight is the finale, 9 o'clock on FX, and we've already been signed up for Season 5, right? That got extended some time ago. Am I mistaken on that? When's that supposed to happen?
You are not mistaken. That is correct.
All right. Do you have any idea when that starts up for you, or do you get a nice break here, or what?
Yeah, I think we'll probably go back, if I'm correct, sometime in May, if I'm correct. You know, it's always around that time, late April, May time. But, you know, you got to see what happens on the finale tonight. You know, you don't even know who's going back and who's not going back. There's a lot of things that are going to be wrapped up in this last hour. And it is... You know, I always said last year's finale was my favorite episode. I just thought it was tremendous, and I loved every moment of it, especially in the last 15 minutes.
Sure.
I think this year has definitely overwhelmed me. There have been so many great episodes this year. But this one tonight is, you know, it's pretty great. It's pretty great. It actually has one of my favorite shots, scenes that we've ever done. And we'll see, you know. Season 5 is going to be extremely interesting. Kurt has said it's a new beginning.
I love...
Will it be interesting because of Clay's role?
I am way too smart for this whole radio.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you are not.
I saw you under pressure,
under the pressure of the feds. I thought you folded. So
we could totally, I could totally crack juice here if we try.
Right.
Totally. Just show me a picture of my father, and I will start doing horrible. You know that.
So wait, let me ask you about that accuracy. So the MC. They would totally kick, they'd be upset if you had a black parent, yet the Hispanic parent is all cool. I thought, if we're going to be racist, well, can't we be equally racist across the board?
Really, really interesting question, because the fact is, you know, and Kurt has addressed this, it is this antiquated, archaic rule in many, many MCs. And the thing is it's just the way it is. It's just one of those things. You know, that you cannot be African-American in specific motorcycle clubs. It does not mean by any means that they're racist. It doesn't mean it's just, and I mean, even saying that is strange.
Right. It's like,
yeah,
it sounded weird.
How are they not racist? It's just one of those things that a lot of these young guys don't even know why they're doing it. They're just doing it. It's just part of the rules. And that is the rule with the Sons of Anarchy, with SOA. And it's funny because fans' reactions were, whoa, whoa, whoa. And Kurt really made a great point of saying these guys are running guns, dealing drugs, have burned tattoos off people's backs, have, you know, cut the nuts off a clown, have done horrible things. But if you find out they're racist, everybody's like, whoa, wait a second. We really, this can't be real. You know, so... But that's just part of it. That is part of the deal. So Juice knew at that moment that he would lose his family. At best, they would throw him out. At best. You know, at worst, they burn off his tattoos. They, you know, are, who knows how far it would have went. But he knew at that point, that is the rule. The rules are the rules. And Chibs tells him that. I don't agree with them, but that's what they are. So even though probably everyone in that club doesn't agree with it, it's just the way it is. Because if you change that rule, then you might change another rule, and then another rule. So yeah, and that's the way it is in real clubs.
And before long, everyone's on Segways. We can't have that.
Right.
Before long, it's anarchy. Segways. Yeah.
An anarchy Segway. I might get one of those now. Great.
That could be your next series. You could develop it. We've just given you the idea.
Yes. Yeah, Juice leaves and he's on a Segway in an old, an old person home and starting a club. I love it.
Doing Segway tours around the Chinese theater in Hollywood.
All right, man. Well, we really appreciate your time. We are fired up to watch tonight. We're going to watch it hard, and we invite everyone else to do so as well. We would like to ask you for one last thing. It is what we call a wacky radio liner. We would like you to identify yourself and then say, I never listened to Bob and Dan on the Ticket.
This is so much pressure. And can I just really quickly say, when you say you're going to watch something hard, and then I have to follow it up by saying my name, and then I don't ever watch it, very strange. But okay.
At least I didn't say slow and hard. That would have been creepy. But
that would have been even stranger, yes. Okay, so...
You've probably forgot what I asked you already.
I refuse. What is it? I will not listen to Dan and Bob on the Ticket.
Right, but of course, do the identify yourself so we could replay it and everybody will think we're great.
Please. This is Theo Rossi, and I will not listen to Bob and Dan on the Ticket.
There you go.
Obviously a pro.
One take. Thanks, man. Good times. We're watching tonight.
We hope you live.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, don't die on us.
Well, you know, you got to watch. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Bye, Juice.
Take it easy.
Hey, Theo. Thanks again for taking the time to do that. All right, man. Bye.
He wasn't there at all.
236 on the ticket.